Good morning, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. If you would like to ask a question at that time, please press star one on your touch-tone phone and record your first and last name. Today's conference is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to introduce the first speaker on your call today, Ms. Candy Pappas, the Maximo FCT Customer Fulfillment Lead. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to thank everyone for joining today. We're going to be reviewing a lot of critical information in a short amount of time, and I know everyone is really busy, so I really appreciate you taking the time to join this morning. Today's call is going to be reviewing the Maximo FCT versus Passport order fulfillment, and going through when it's appropriate to quote your Maximo customers using FCT. We're also going to be taking you through a demo of the new quoting tool, SQO. All of you should be familiar with the tool because it's how you generate your Passport quotes today. But now we are going to be consolidating and making this the tool for both Passport and FCT. There's a presentation that the link that is posted at the media library. The link went with the meeting notice, or you can same time Sarah Molnar if you didn't get that link. So if you could follow along with me today. I'm on slide two, the agenda. So I'm going to be covering, as I said, just the review of when to use FCT versus Passport and the business process changes in using SQO. And then I'm going to turn the call over to Karen Brown, who's going to demo the actual SQO tool and take you through generating a quote and turning that over to an order. So first I'm going to begin by reviewing when to use FCT versus Passport and how to quote your customers. So on slide three, you can see new customers. It doesn't get any easier than this. If you have a new customer that you're quoting Maximo, quote those in Passport. And this could also include a customer, an existing customer that has a brand new installation. You can quote those in Passport as well, and we will review that information. Existing customers, there are specific guidelines that you should use, and if you ever have questions about that, I highly recommend contacting your sales admin first. So the first, what version is your customer running? The second, are they coming through a level one business partner? And the third, the licensing metrics. Are they still on a licensing metric that isn't supported in Passport? So let's move on to slide four, and we'll review the criteria for determining which program to quote your customer, FCT versus PA. So on slide four, you can see the first question you should be asking your customer is what version they're running. This is the most important piece of information that you can gather from them. If they're running version 6.2.0 or below, they're running down-level code. So that version of the software hasn't been blue washed, and I'm sure you're all familiar with this because we go through it all the time. This isn't new information that we're presenting, but I just want to reinforce it because we still do see confusion and orders being placed in the wrong program. So if your customer is running 6.2.0, you're going to generate an FCT quote for those add-on licenses. If they're running 6.2.1 or above, you're going to begin the process of migrating them to Passport and quoting them in Passport. This is critical because of the terms and conditions that govern the software. If they're running down-level code, they're still going to be governed by their MRO agreement, and that's important to understand. Number two is pretty basic. Is your customer coming through a level one business partner? If they are, you're going to quote that customer in FCT. And three, the licensing metrics. Are they running a license metric that isn't supported in Passport? Do they have concurrent licensing or a site license or enterprise license? This is, if they're running a down-level version with this, a concurrent license or an enterprise license, you would quote those in FCT. If they're running a blue wash version of the product, 6.2.1 or above, then you want to begin the conversation around converting those licenses and migrating them to Passport, but you still can use FCT as a vehicle to process add-on licenses for that customer. If you turn to slide 5, I just wanted to stress that FCT is, the business made a decision to keep FCT as a program to support our existing customer base. FCT and Passport run in parallel so that we can continue to support customers that haven't upgraded or migrated to Passport yet. And all of the products, the supported versions of the product, and the pricing are consistent in both of those programs. So you can use FCT to support your customers that are running down-level versions of the software. And if, again, I just want to reinforce, if you have any questions about what that means, contact your sales admin in your geo. So Kate Griffin, myself, Nancy Gilroy, Holly Jayawani, Allison in the UK, if you have any questions, contact your sales admin before you generate that quote, because it has a really big impact on your customer. It's going to affect how they access their download site, how they get support, how their PMRs are handled. And my group answers questions from customers who can't find their software because they now have a site in Passport and they have a site in FCT. So it's a disservice to your customer if you don't do your homework before you generate that quote. Moving on to slide 6. So the reason for this call is we have, right now we currently use the AIQT to quote FCT customers. So that's a lot of acronyms. It's the Acquisition Interim Quoting Tool. And it's essentially, I know you're all familiar with it because we've been using it for a couple years now. So you use the AIQT to build a quote for your FCT customers. We then use SQO to generate quotes and process orders for Passport customers. What we're doing is consolidating this all down to one tool. So we are going to be moving, effective tomorrow, September 1st, all quotes to SQO. The AIQT will be sunset by the end of this year, so we will run these systems in parallel for Q4, but on an exception basis. So any AIQT quotes that have been generated and are out there now, we will certainly still process those. And if you have any questions about generating or using the AIQT in Q4, we can certainly support that on an exception basis. But we really want to stress that using SQO is going to be better for you because it's an automated process now, and it gives you the ability to be in one tool and be familiar with one tool. I would like to also mention that there are two trainings going on right now. There's SQO for Passport, and there's SQO for FCT. This call is specific to quoting and processing orders for FCT customers. There's also a second set of training calls for SQO and Passport. And because the business process differs between FCT and Passport, it really is mandatory that you participate in both of the trainings. Some of the differences in the business process, if you move to slide number 7, is when you're processing a quote for FCT, you're going to find that the part numbers are restricted. This means that you can use them. You can select the part numbers to build your quote, but then your quote is going to be routed to the sales admin for approval. So once you put together the quote, you select the site ID for the customer that you're quoting, and then you put together the product, and then that quote is going to be routed to, say, Kate Griffin. Kate is going to review that for configuration to make sure that the right products are being added to the existing site, to make sure that if you're selecting an add-on part number or a trade-up part number or, you know, service provider, there's some complicated configuration questions, and she'll be able to validate that for you before your quote goes to the customer. She'll also be able to look at the site ID that you've selected to make sure that you're adding those products to the right site and that the credit check has been processed and DBL check, and just you know, the same amount of support that the sales admins give you today when you're building a quote in the AIQT, they will be able to give you and support you while you're using the SQO. From there, it's going to go to the pricing delegation, just like it does today, but it's going to be an automated process. So the same FCT pricing delegation applies. It's just going to be automated in SQO. One consideration is that deals, FCT deals that are related to an ELA or an IGF agreement, so if the deal is being financed, those you can still quote those orders using SQO, but then you're going to submit that quote and PO to your sales admin to process. Those orders don't go through the SQO. I am now going to turn the call over to Karen Brown to do a demo of quoting and the order process in the SQO tool, and we will save questions for the end of the call.
Thank you, Candy. My name is Karen Brown. I've been working very closely with Candy and each of the sales admin teams in each geo in working through the enablement and setup plans for SQO with the setup rules for FCT and how they differ from Passport Advantage. So this morning, what I want to take you through is specifically within the SQO tool how we would go about creating a FCT sales quote. So again, it will be creating a quote. We're going to look at how we can track the quote status, how it is submitted for approval, how those approvers differ for FCT versus PA, and then how we actually go ahead and do the ordering of that quote in SQO as well. So for those of you who are in the web meeting, you should be able to follow along in SQO. For those of you who have not joined, please follow the instructions on the invite for the webdialogues.com URL, and you'll be able to log in there, put in your name and email address, and you can follow along through the SQO demo. So what I'm going to go through here, first of all, is this is the SQO homepage, or sometimes referred to as DSW online page. So again, here for each of you and anybody who already is using SQO for Passport Advantage, you already have access to quote under FCT. So it's not a different tool. It's all the one SQO tool with the same URL bookmark that you already use. For those of you who are not sure whether you have access or not, or for those of you who know you have not used it before, we will be taking the attendance list from everybody today and using that to enable you so that by tomorrow morning, for September 1st, you will be up and running and have that functionality to create quotes, submit them, and take them all the way through to ordering. So with that, I'll get started. And again, if you do have questions as we go along, make a note of them, and we'll have a question session towards the end. So starting here, once you do get the URL, which has been included in the presentation sent out today, and this will take you here to the DSW online page where you will log in with your IBM intranet ID and password. Once you're in here, over on the right-hand side, under related links, is a link for software quote and order, or referred to as SQO throughout a lot of the documentation. So here, when I get into the SQO main page, I have a number of options, and this is where I'm going to start to either create all my quotes, find quotes that I've submitted, and do all of the ordering. So I'm going to start here on create a new sales quote. I can use any of the links down the center of the page, or alternatively, on the left nav side, and there's an option here to create a sales quote. Once I select that, it will bring me here, so this is where it is different from Passport Advantage. I select my quote type as being flexible contract type, or FCT. Here I'm going to actually select which acquisition this is actually for. So I'm going to select MRO as my entry here from the drop-down list. and again, the country or region for where my customer is located. So I'm going to select United States for this demo today. If this is my default, that I always create SCT for MRO for the United States, I can simply select that so that will remember it as my default so I don't have to reselect each time. Those can obviously be changed each time you log in. So by hitting continue now and by selecting that it was MRO, everything that I'm doing within my parts and pricing is unique to FTT parts and FTT pricing only. So people often ask, is it possible to combine FTT and PA together? And the answer is no. If I'm creating an FTT quote, the tool will enforce that we are only creating it using FTT part numbers and FTT pricing. So here I have my quote expiration date. And so again, here I would set my date, and I'm going to select this to be September 30th. What this will do is this will allow me to, once it's approved, this quote will be orderable up until that date. So if I do not get a PO in by September 30th for this quote, the quote will be considered expired, and I can no longer order this quote. Any of my special bid pricing approvals are only valid for the duration of my quote. So bear that in mind when you're setting expiration dates, that this will drive the orderability of your quote if and when a PO is received. Again, here my quote classification, I'm going to do this as a direct new license. And again, as you go through SQO, anything that is mandatory is marked with an asterisk. As you move through SQO, if you forget to fill in some fields, it will prompt you all the way through to ensure your quote is 100% completed before submitting it. So on my customer and partners tab, I'm going to find an existing customer. And there is an option for create a new customer. As Candy referred to earlier, any new customers and new sales must all go through Passport Advantage. So for FCT, we'll always be using the find for an existing customer option. So in here are a couple of options. If I know my company name, I can put that in here. Or if I've already used FastPass, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, and I know the actual site number that I'm actually using, I can actually type in my site number here. Or if I have the ICN number, I can also search by ICN. So by putting in my site number, it has retrieved my customer. Again, my ICN number, the address details are populated. If I am satisfied that this is the correct customer that I wish to use, I will select customer on the right-hand side, and it will copy and load all of the customer data into my customer and partners tab. So there's no rekeying in of any customer data, and this data is exactly the same as the data and details found in FastPass as well. So if I scroll down here, you'll see that the customer details have been loaded. We have a primary contact, and so this is the contact who will receive the proof entitlement, same way as it would for Passport Advantage. However, if for the purpose of this quote only, we needed to go to a separate contact, we could change a name and details here, bearing in mind that it will still be the primary contact who will receive that POE and have the capability for doing the download. So that's my customer and partners tab filled in. So very straightforward, we'll move across to the second tab, which is my parts and pricing. In here, as I mentioned before, when we started, we selected FCT and MRO as our quote type. So by going in here to browse, the system will bring me to the Maximo price list for FCT parts. So what this will do is it will load all of the FCT part numbers with the pricing for the country that I chose. So my customer being in the U.S., I'm only going to be searching here for parts and pricing in U.S. dollars.
Karen, this is Candy. Can I just, I guess there are some people who haven't been able to log into Same Time Unite yet, and I wanted to let everyone know that same time Unite link and conference code were sent in the meeting notice. It's different than the media library link to the presentation. It was a second link to the same time Unite site. And you can also same time Sarah Molnar if you have questions about how to get onto the site right now.
Thank you, Candy. Okay, so by browsing in here, you can drill down through the different categories of the Maximo products. And again, these are all the part numbers that you're already familiar with and that you would be using in the AIQT, but these have all been enabled and loaded in SQO now. So I can select the license and subscription bundle part number and the corresponding renewal for Maximo Asset Management authorized users in this particular example. So I can select one or many part numbers from one or many categories in here. Once I'm happy that I've selected my number of parts required, I'm going to select here where it says add selected parts to draft quote. So what that's going to do is it's going to populate my quote with just those part numbers that I chose. So I'm getting a confirmation message at the top to say that my parts have been added successfully. I can continue to browse for more products, or I simply return to my draft quote and I can work through it from there. Again, if I don't use the browse parts and I go to find parts, I can do that using the part number or part description. So if I already know the D part number or the E part number and I want to just plug that in, you have that option to do that as well. So if I just scroll down here to my parts and pricing tab, and it has filled in and the part numbers for me. It will always default to a quantity of 1, and my pricing is pulled in as well. And it will determine the dates as well. So you'll notice here my start date is today's date of August 31st, ending 31st of August 2010. The corresponding renewal will start September 1st, 2010 through August 31st, 2011. This is where I can make a number of changes. So if I want to change any of the quantity, and I put in 5 in here, and I'm going to do 5 of the renewal part number, any changes that you do, you must always recalculate the quote so that my pricing is redetermined and recalculated for me. So just while that's loading, you'll see that my pricing has actually been updated based on my quantity change. And now in terms of any discounting or price override, it's pulled in my default SRP or list pricing. If I wish to apply a discount, I can apply that here at an individual line item. So I'm going to apply 30% discount to both of these lines. However, if my quote was many lines long, I could actually apply 30% discount to the entire quote, and that will apply it to every single line item. So I could do that up here as well. So there's a number of options. You can do them individually, line by line, and have different discounts, or apply an overall discount to my quote, or I can apply an offer price. So if I wanted my quote total to be exactly 26,000 on the button instead of 26,820, I could actually have that by applying the offer price here. Again, any changes that I do, I need to make sure that I recalculate my quote so the pricing is updated for the discounts that I have just done. So you'll notice here my SRP pricing changed from the extended entitled price of 26,820, and now my special bid price for this quote is $19,744. Again, if I want to make subsequent changes, I can keep making changes here until I'm happy that I wish to submit this and have it go through for approval. So that's for my parts and pricing. If I go in here to my sales information tab, here's where it is mandatory to put in a brief description or title here. This information here is purely for your own internal reference so that you can actually track your quotes as they go through the approval process and all the way through the ordering process until they're fully invoiced. Anything you type here is not something that is visible to your customer. It's purely to help you, it's purely to help you and your approvers identify each of these quotes as they go through. And if I have my CBOT opportunity number, this is where I'm going to actually plug it in here. So I need to select one of these options here. I either put in my opportunity number from CBOT, or if I do not have my opportunity number from CBOT for this SCT quote, I must select this exemption code. And for SCT, there is only one exemption code, so this is the only option you would choose. And again, here I can select my business organization, and so for sales, my opportunity owner is defaulted my name as the quote creator. If I'm creating this quote on behalf of a colleague and I'm not the opportunity owner, I could replace this name here with the email address of the valid opportunity owner. And on the special bid tab is where we're going to give all of the information and backup documentation needed for the approvers in order to approve my quote. So there's a couple of options down here. You'll see special bid region, district, and type. Again, these have been filled in for you based on the location, state, and address of your customer. So this is Central North District for the Americas. Special bid type, you will see a drop-down box here. It will default as SCT sealed delegation. What I would recommend is that you leave it as SCT sealed delegation. There are other options in here, but everything will just follow one set of rules, which is the sealed delegation. So we have different levels of delegation within the Maximo sales management to allow different levels of discount. So for this option here, you just want to make sure you leave it as a default of SCT sealed delegation. Then here I need to specify that it's an SCT bid. And down here, what is mandatory is my bid justification. So here it is mandatory to put in some justification summary. So this is just text here to provide additional information to my approvers as to why I am applying a 30% discount across each line of this particular bid or sales quote. If I need to attach any files as additional supporting documentation, I can do that in here if I needed to attach a spreadsheet that gave additional calculations and helped me in that backup documentation to how I got to that pricing. And you can attach multiple files here. And so anything that's added here in the justification text or these attachments is viewable for each of the approvers as it works through the approval process. This information is not sent to the customer, but is purely to aid the approvers to make an informed decision to either approve or reject your bid. Okay, and then I have a number of options to save my quote as a draft. Saving it as a draft does not make it viewable for anybody else, nor does the approver see it to take any action on it, but it may help me to start my quote and I can come back to it at a future time and before actually submitting it to my approvers. I have a couple of other export options here to download it to spreadsheets or to a Word document file, or I could email it to a colleague for their review as well. Hitting submit will submit it through to my approvers. I'm actually currently in a test environment in here, so we actually don't have the approver names added in here, so I'll be showing you that on another quote that I'm going to do. But for this purpose, I'll just show you how I could save as a draft. So that will have saved it as a draft for me. And then if I go back to my main SQO page, I could come back and I could create another quote, or at a future time, I might want to come back and reopen that quote to save it. So how do I go back to find that quote that I worked on but had not yet submitted? So again, down here we have an option called Retrieve a Saved Sales Quote. So in here you are only viewing quotes that have been submitted but not yet saved, or sorry, saved but not yet submitted. So I'm going to open up one here that I had saved earlier on. And so you'll notice here it pulls in my customer details and SCT and my reference number. And so I've got an option here. If I have multiple ones and I want to delete them, I do have the option to delete. Or I could open it, make subsequent changes, and then submit it. And you will get this message quite a bit as you work through SQO. This is purely reminding you that you may have already had a draft quote that may have been unsaved, and that what you're now loading will become your active quote at this time. I'm going to say OK, and it's going to load this quote that I created previously for Johnson Controls. So again, here, if I go into my parts and pricing, if I scroll down here, and I can see all the details that I had added. If I wish to make any subsequent changes, I can do that again and then resubmit it. So what I want to do now is I'm actually going to switch over to a quote status of a separate quote that I created for iLog, and so that I can actually take it through the submission piece and actually show you how the approver piece would work as well. So I have on the left-hand side to go and view any of my quotes, I can go into status. So again here, as you submit your quotes, you will get SQO reference numbers. And I would recommend that you take a note of these reference numbers, and this is what you will be using to track the status of your quotes going forward. And I would recommend you customize your quote status views here to determine what way you best view your quotes. So again, here I'm just viewing for sales quotes, and I have selected just FCT, and many of you will also have selected that you have Passport Advantage and Passport Advantage Express quotes as well. And I can view quotes on different statuses, and so in this case I'm selecting all of them. So I want to view all of my quotes here. Or I can also have options down here to find all of my quotes that have been created by me. I can find any quotes that have been created by customer, by partner, or by country. Or if I know the actual SQO reference number, and you will use this quite a bit, is to find by number. So by going in here, I can put in my SQO reference number for the quote that I wish to actually look at. So I'm going to type in my quote number. Let me come back here. I'm going to retrieve that quote that I submitted earlier. We've got a wrong number here. Bear with me. Okay, I'm going to actually go in a different option here. Instead of looking for one particular quote, I'm going to show you a summary of many quotes at different statuses here, and what we can work and find the example in here. So I'm selecting all of the quotes that I have created. I've selected all of my statuses. So regardless of status, I wish to see each of my quotes here. It's just taking a while to load up. Okay, so here you'll see many quotes that have been submitted. And so each time you submit them, you will get the SQO reference number, which you can search by, and these are the numbers that I just was trying to show you, where if you know the individual SQO reference number, you can search just by that quote reference number itself. Or if I wanted to search by customer number, I would do that as well. So this is a view of all of the quotes that I've created here. So here's one that I have here that's awaiting a special bid approval. So this one has been submitted. I'm going to view status, and what it will do is it will load this quote for me, and I can see in my parts and pricing exactly what had been included in here as well and what discounts I had added. Okay, so in here, I can see my details that have been put in here. Once everything has been submitted, you'll notice again here that it is not editable. So as it goes through the approval process, I cannot change any of my details until it's been fully approved. And you'll notice this one is awaiting special bid approval. It's working its way through the approval process, and until it's fully approved by each level, it will not be orderable, nor will I be presented with that PDF to send to the customer. So let's go back to the status view again. I'm just going to show you another quote. Okay, so this time I'm going to go into this quote here that has been partially approved. And so again, if I want to see where this is in my status, I have a tab over here. And this is where I can see that this has been approved by one level, but it's still pending another level approval. Now, this here is a test system, so these are not real names as such. But for the maximum products under SCT, and these will be the sales management names that each of you are familiar with as the approvers for those discounts. So again, here, this will be the first line manager levels and all the way through the different levels of delegation. Again, as Candy mentioned, the first level to approve will be the sales admin approvers. So they will be approving first. So they may have been this first approval. And so this one has been approved today, August 31st, but it's still pending action by another approver, and this would be where there would be a name for the Maximo ones as well. So what I wanted to show you here is, just very briefly, is the different discount percentages that have been built into the tool as well. So as we submit a quote for a SPT sales quote, these are the different levels available. So we have six levels of approval built into the SQO tool. So if I apply a 50% discount, it's going to go to my geo sales leader. So it's going to go to four levels of approval in order to approve a 50% discount. And so level one is our sales admin approvers. It would go to them first. Only when they have approved it is it sent to your first line manager to approve, who have delegation up to 25%. When they have approved it, it will then move to the business unit executive, who has approval or delegation for 40%, before ultimately being sent to the geo sales leader at 50%. Similarly, if I had applied a 70% discount, this would be needed to go five levels of approval. I would see five drop-down boxes with each of the names to select for each level. So for the worldwide sales leader, this will be going to Lee Blakemore, who has 75% delegation for these SCT Maximo products. So again, it would go through each level before it ultimately reaches the level required based on what discount you had applied. So in the example that I had where I had applied a 30% discount, you would see, according to this, it's going to go through two levels of approval. My first level being my sales admin team, and my second level being my first line manager who has 25%, and I apologize if it's 30%, it would be going to a business unit executive because it's greater than 25%. Okay, so what I wanted to show you is what those drop-down boxes actually look like. So what I'm actually going to do here is I'm going to very quickly create a copy of a quote. So I'm going to kind of skip ahead to what it would look like had I filled in all of those details. Create a copy of a quote is a very useful thing. If you want to create a copy of a quote using the exact same customer, same parts and pricing, and you can use that on any status quote. If it's one that was still partially approved, if it had been fully invoiced, and if it's fully approved and ready to order, you can still, that option will always be there to basically take a copy of it and basically start it as a new quote using the same data. So if I want to change it, I could certainly do that. So what it's done is it's created a copy of the same details that I used before, same customer, same parts and pricing. And you'll notice in this one, it's not the MRO Maximo product because we haven't loaded those rules in this test environment. But the same functionality applies. I've changed the discount here. I can do any changes here before I'm happy to submit it. So in this particular one, I'm actually going to submit my quote. So again, I have filled in my customer, my parts. I've put in my justification text, and this is where I would actually submit my quote. So when you do submit it, and I mentioned in that delegation Excel spreadsheet that we looked at, it would need two levels of approval. So this is where you'll see two sets of drop-down boxes. Again, here we're looking at the fictitious names here, but this would be for my level one, and this will have each of the sales admin names as the level one. So you could select one name from your sales admin approver group in that drop-down list. Level two and three and four accordingly will each have a drop-down list for you to actually select. If there's only one name in that approver level, so for example, for 75% discount for the worldwide sales leader, Lee Blakemore would be the only approver. So if this needed to go all the way to the worldwide sales leader approver level at 75%, there is no drop-down list, but it would simply state Lee Blakemore as the approver for that level here. So where you have more than one name, you can just select whatever name is appropriate in that approver drop-down. If, according to the rules that we've loaded, there is only one, then there is no choice. That name will just be populated for you. Other options that you have here prior to submitting it is your pre-credit check for your quote. Again, based on the IGF guidelines from January of this year, if my quote is less than $100K US for an existing customer, I do not need a pre-credit check. If it's greater than $100K US, I can simply select the pre-credit check here, and this will be routed to the applicable team within CS to actually trigger a pre-credit request for me. I want to stress that this is only an option used for the Americas. For those of you in EMEA, pre-credit checking and all credit checking activity continues through the GCS tool as it does today. Other options we have here are my quote output, what goes to the customer. If I do not wish to display the sales tax, I could do that here. By selecting this button does not mean that my customer will not be charged sales tax. It just omits it from displaying it in that quote. Sales taxes will be calculated at the time of order processing. So if they're tax exempt, you need to ensure we follow with a tax exempt certificate. If I wish to email the quote directly to my customer, I could do that as well. So here, I can check this box, and it will be sent automatically to the customer's primary details. If I do not select anything here, I, as the quote creator, will always automatically receive that PDF quote output to send to my customer. If I do select this option to send it to my customer, it will go to my customer, but it will also be sent to me. So it's really your preference in how you wish to manage these. Either have the tool sending it to your customer and copying you, or omit these checks and have it always sent to you, and you can forward it through your notes email. So I've selected my options, and I hit submit. And this is where I will get my quote reference number that we referred to before for doing all of your SQO status tracking and my order activity. If I want to find the details, I'll be using these reference numbers to come back with as well. So I would recommend keeping a note of these reference numbers also. Okay, so I want to show you, well, what does the quote look like when it gets fully approved? So this one has been submitted. We looked in the quote status that some were partially approved, and then I have in the quote status some others that are fully approved. When it's fully approved, you will receive an email advising you that it has been fully approved. Shortly after that email, and I would allow up to 1 hour after it, is when you will receive the actual PDF that can then be sent to the customer. So there is a bit of a time lag that you just need to be aware of. So if I just open up here what the PDF file would look like, again, very familiar to what you're already used to on the AIQT tool. So it pulls in all of the details, my customer number that I used, and my contact details, and all of my parts and pricing are added in here as well. So each of the part numbers, my descriptions, my unit pricing, any dates are all copied in here. Typically, you'll see it's a four-page document, with page one being the main body of the quote, and pages two, three, and four are the FCT T's and C's. These are the same T's and C's that would be included on the AIQT output as used today. So this is what's generated out of the SAP system and will be emailed to you approximately 1 hour after your bid has been fully approved by the highest level approval required. Okay, so I now have created a quote. I've been able to do a draft quote. I've been able to retrieve it. I've been able to look at the status of where they are through the approval process, which ones have been approved, which ones are partially approved. So again, as you see, it may have needed five levels of approval, and you can see exactly which level of approval the quote may be stuck at. So you can see exactly who else needs to approve it and maybe follow up and to make sure those are approved in a timely fashion. So we've sent our quote to our customer. We've seen the actual PDF of it. And now we're going to look at ordering and a quote that has been approved. So I scroll down here. And here I have one. You can see the overall status is ready to order, special bid approved. So just briefly want to show you some of the other statuses that are in here as well. So you'll see when my order has actually been fully invoiced, and this is obviously the status that we want to get to, is an overall status of billed orders. So again, this is where if you're used to looking in FastPass to see if your sales order has been invoiced, that same logic will still apply. Your order will still be in FastPass, but we will also update the quote status in SQO so that it is marked as fully invoiced and it will have this billed order status. And here's one that had been special bid approved, has been ordered, but not yet billed. So this is where it may be on a credit hold or missing information. And so you can see all the different statuses here. What I want to jump to here is this particular quote that is ready to order, special bid approved. So again, to view any of these, I simply select tier, the View Details button, and it will retrieve my quote for me. So this one is fully approved, whether it was needed by one level or needed to go all the way through six levels, and it got to the status where it is fully approved. You'll notice that all of my customer tab, my parts and pricing tab, is fully grayed out. Once it has been approved, I cannot change any details of it. If I need to change quantities and part numbers, it would be a new quote. And again, we could use that option down here of create a copy, but it would need to be submitted and routed through the approval process once more. So what's different about this quote from one that hadn't been approved or one that was grassed or working its way through the approval process? The only difference here is that obviously it is grayed out, but we've got an extra option down here called order. This button down here that says order was not visible and not there on any other quotes with any other status of special bid approved, ready to order. So as it's working through the approval process, you cannot order an unapproved quote. This one is fully approved, so I have the option now to actually order this quote. This is obviously only done when I have a PO in hand from my customer and not beforehand. Basically, this will take us through a checkout, and so I simply need to put in a contact details here. Phone number, if it's not included, this should be pulled in from the customer master. If it's not there, this would be mandatory. So this is my billing address. Again, I just want to stress, if my billing address needs to change, please reach out to your sales admin teams to make sure that they are giving you the correct payer site number, and we may need to order it through the IDD database, which is the way we are currently doing them with the AIQT. So because credit checking and ICN and everything will be done off that payer for the credit checking, we do not want people changing any details other than contact names for the billing address. So down here, my submitter details. Again, this is so that if CS have any queries on my order and need to come back to me, they know how to contact me. Order type, I'm going to say that this is a direct order. And then I'm simply going to hit continue. So this is very much a very simple three-stage checkout. You'll notice we have done step one, and we're now on step two. This is really confirming and reviewing all of my details. I'm happy my parts and pricing is correct. And I'm going to put in my purchase order number in here and then submit it, which takes me through to the next and final stage of my order submission. So what this is doing here is it's giving me my order confirmation reference number. Please make a note of that number. It is very important so that if we do need to track this number and through the tool or with the CS team, and by using this number will make it a lot easier for your sales admin contacts. At this stage, it does not mean we are finished. So the last thing I want to show you is, most important, is attaching the purchase order in here. This is where you must attach in the customer's PO that we have received at hand. So this is where it's bringing us to an order attachment area where we can simply attach in the customer files in here. So in here, I could put in my customer PO. So again, if you've received that PO via email, make sure that you save it somewhere in a folder so that you can extract it through your file attachment area. It will just bring you into Browse, and you can find the appropriate place where you save these, and then add that in here as well. If there's any other attachments that need to be included here, a copy of the legacy agreement, or if a credit checking was done for EMEA and you want to attach it in here, all those other pieces that you'd normally send to sales admin as your order package for IDD, this is where they need to be added in here. Once I'm happy I've put in all of my details, I select submit, and it will load my files for me, and all my purchase order information will be sent to the CS team. So I get a message here that they have been added successfully. And these files are all viewable by the customer fulfillment team. This order will now have gone on a PO verification status, whereby the CF team will review it, ensure that it matches with my quote that I've just ordered, and then they will actually release my order before it goes through for billing. And if there are issues with it, again, if you go back to SQO here, I would fully recommend that you use the status on the left-hand side to actually track the activity of your orders. So this one will have been updated with ordered but not billed. Eventually that will move through to a billed status. Again, if there is information that is missing or needed from customer fulfillment, there is workflow within SQO, which unfortunately I know we're going to run out of time now that I don't have time to show you, but I can certainly provide some print screens through with Candy of how that piece of it works as well. So you'll see sometimes a order status where it will say web request for information. If your quote gets changed to that, you will get an email telling you which piece of information is missing or why CF consider this to be a problem or an order on hold. And it will take you back in here and you can reattach those files accordingly so that they've got all the information to meet firm order policy and ultimately release your order. I know we're out of time now, so I would encourage you to use your quote status and have a look and follow through with, you know, have a look at the different options that are in here as well. Just before I hand back over, the last two slides of the presentation, I know it's quite rushed today. It's a lot of information to show you in under 1 hour, but there's a couple of URLs in that presentation that bring you through a SQO help and tutorial. So there's a lot of online information available for you. There are user guides, quick reference cards. And if you get tool error messages as you work through SQO, there's a task ID, which I've also listed in that presentation file called SQO support. And so it's SQO support/Ireland/IBM. They can be contacted if you get an error message when you try to load your file. If, for example, you click on the order button and it gives you an error message saying it cannot be done, any tool functionality can be sent through to that task ID. But I would encourage you to use some of the online training material as well, and there's a lot of information that is available for you. So if people have questions, I'm happy to answer any questions at this point in time.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your first and last name. To withdraw your request, press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your first and last name. One moment, please. Our first question comes from Chris Norton. You may ask your question.
Yes. Is there that matrix of what the approval permissions are, who has that authority? Is that spreadsheet available anywhere? Or is there an online reference?
Candy, I know you have that information. So if you need to see the names of who is included as the first-line managers, who have been included as the names for the business unit executives, the geo sales leaders, I would recommend maybe contacting Candy. Or Candy, I don't know if you want to add to that.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say, Karen. If you have questions about that or want that information, please feel free to send me an email, and I will send you that information.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. I just wanted to stress to everybody that this is a lot of information that we've covered in an hour, and that, you know, my team is here to support you as we always are, and we any questions you have, if you have issues getting into the tool, We're here to support you, and this is actually going to be a really good transition and will help you and automate your process in quoting and ordering. It will also help at the end of the quarter, all the pain we feel when we're manually submitting the AIQT orders through IDD. It then goes to Brazil and has to be manually entered again. So we're now going to take that out of the equation, which can only speed things up and also take some of the human error out of rekeying those part numbers over and over again. So I know the initial learning curve is going to be somewhat painful, but we're here to support you through that. And in the long run, it really is going to be a really good thing for you.
Our next question comes from Russ Adderton. You may ask your question.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great. My main question is just around the flexibility of the output of the tool. There's a number of times, various circumstances, where you need to edit the quote. For example, a lot of my customers have customer-specific T's and C's that they've negotiated with IBM that we need to refer to. Sometimes we want to show commercial list price on a quote. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we want to have product names that mean something more to the customer. Sometimes we're good with the product names as they come out of the tool. Those kinds of edits. Does the tool have that kind of flexibility, or should we continue to just create our own customer-facing quotes in those circumstances?
Russ, this is Candy. So I think there are two parts to that, so I'll let Karen also, you know, contribute to this. But I think from the standpoint of how you create quotes today in AIQT and the flexibility, I'm using quotation fingers there, that you have with the AIQT, you'll have with the SQO. You'll need to attach any backup or, you know, terms and conditions that are outside of the standard into the quoting tool so that that all gets submitted in the same way you do with the AIQT right now. So if you do have additional terms and conditions that have been agreed to or non-standard terms as we redefine license metrics or give a non-standard conversion, you know, all of those different components that's supported in FCT will be accommodated with SQO by attaching that backup in your quote.
So is there a way to get something other than a PDF out of this? PDF's obviously kind of a tough format to work with.
No, the quote is generated in as a PDF. And then if you make modifications, when you're generating the quote, you have the ability to add comments in the same way that you do in the AIQT. So, I know that you're not changing the definitions of the product names or adding additional clarification in AIQT today. You're not able to do that in SQO either. You're doing that by adding additional backup or documentation to your order. Karen, do you have anything to add to that? I want to make sure I'm accurately representing.
Absolutely, you're correct. So the PDF, in it's sent in the PDF purposely so that it's a non-editable format. As we all know that, you know, IBM is extremely strict about how we prevent any possibility of side letters to our customers. So the use of a standard output in non-editable is intended to be that way. Obviously, there are times when things do need to be changed, and we would therefore direct people to the CNN or legal contacts to amend any terms of that output. There is another area within SQO. When you go to submit it, and if you are including that checkbox to say that you wish it to be sent to your customer, there is a text box there that if you wish to add additional notes that help explain the part descriptions or if it's referring to a legacy agreement and you wish to put comments to that effect, you can do that there, and that would be included in the email that is sent to the customer but not within the body of the PDF file.
Okay, well, I'll just, Candy, maybe work with you offline. I'm a little confused on how we work in situation, in some situations where we need a little more flexibility than that.
Absolutely, Russ. You just give me a call and we can work on that individually.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. At this time, there are no further questions.
Again, I'd like to thank everyone for joining today. I know that we're all very busy as we go into the end of the quarter. And if you have any questions regarding how to get into the tool or once you're in generating a quote and have questions about FCT versus Passport, please contact anyone on my team or myself, Nancy Gilroy. We're all happy to help you get through this transition.
This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.